lot. Let's pick up with the new sugya. Every sugya has its own dynamic, right? So this sugya, its dynamic is very, very much focused on pshat. And what we're going to do is try to take apart the Minei Ubei Bezer Hashem of the Gemara. Ah, great, thank you. Okay. So I can sit down. Still a little jet lag. Okay. Itmar, says the Gemara. Six lines from the top. Heviu lefneim psisim ushleimim. If they brought in front of a person a broken piece of bread and a shalem, and a large piece of bread. Amar Ravuna, Ravuna is of the opinion, mevarech al psisim upoter es hashleimim. Should make a bracha on the broken piece and thereby exempt the larger piece. Now, Rabosai, we're going to ask a bunch of pshat questions as we read the Gemara. First of all, when you read Rav Huna, did Rav Huna make sense to you? Just Rav Huna's words. The Rav Huna's words that I know many of the things we're going to touch on, the Rishonim will touch on. But when you read Rav Huna's words, did Rav Huna's words make sense? A.B.? No, why don't they make sense?
Because we don't know if he's giving us an option.
I don't know how you answer the question.
We're not sure if he's saying, Dafka, you have to...
He is. He's saying, Mivarech. It's an imperative. Mivarech al apsisim upoter es hashleimim. Yes, Jack? Very good. Rav Huna's reasoning seems to be very, very difficult. Why in the world would a person make the bracha on a piece? Now make sure, we're going to just list off a zillion questions as we read the Gemara and the Rishonim. Whether we can reconcile all of them, I don't know. But Rav Huna says that number one, he says that you make the bracha on the broken piece. Now intuitively, right, gestalt psychology, I think for the alumni in the shiur, remember what we said about it? Where did we draw gestalt psychology on the board? You remember? I've done this before, no? Zach, do you remember when we did the, we drew a... So we've used the blackboard hasn't changed at all. The same thing's written on the blackboard every shiur. So we use this square, right? The square. And we point out that gestalt psychology says that even though this is not closed over here, by nature a person wants to... Shlemus, right. So Shlemus would say that you, Chura, it's obvious what Rabbi Yochanan's response is. And the Gemara doesn't spell out what is exactly Rav Huna's logic, right? Why would it be that you make a bracha on the broken piece as opposed to the shalom? Thank you very much. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Shlema mitzvah min amufchar. Rabbi Yochanan says that the mitzvah min amufchar is from the Shlema. Avol, continues the Gemara. Prusa shalchidin u'shlema min hasa'orin. If a person has a piece of wheat and then has barley, which is clearly secondary, then the reakom of varechal prusa shalchitin upoter es hashlema shel saor. Then, in such a case, everybody agrees that the bracha is the chitin comes first. Eretz chitu saora, that the Torah describes chita as having priority. Who wants to read the next line in Gemara? Ezra, you hear me? You hear me fine? Good. Okay. Oh, wow. Look at that. Look who volunteered to... Your brother volunteered to read the Gemara. Go ahead. Eitan, go ahead. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Go ahead. Read loud.
Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba. Tonight, Truman batzal katan shalim, Abba lo chatzi batzal gadol. That Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba said that we have... It's Matlogus tonight. He said that if you have a full small onion... You should give truma for a full small onion, but you shouldn't give truma for a half of a big onion. Rav Yehuda Amar Lo Ki Elam, Chatzi Batzal Gadol. Then Rav Yehuda disagrees and says, no, instead of giving a full small onion, you should give a half of a big onion.
Okay, can you explain Shad Eitan? I have to warn you that there's an obstacle course here. Go ahead. Explain Shad.
So, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba is going to bring this brisa about truma to show how machlokas that Rav Yochanan and Rav Huna are having are brisa. saying that
he's good. He's saying good.
So I think you can link the parallel the cases. The butzel
comes. That's what I wanted him to say. Good Eitan, go ahead.
That the butzel comes on shalim is considered the shlemo, which is a small shalim, and the chatzi butzel gadol is a prusa gadola. And
just like we have machlok, does everybody follow what he's saying? Just like we have, listen carefully. He's saying good. According to so spell it out. Go ahead, spell it out.
That we're gonna use this case to solve the to get the maskara of the machlok of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Huna.
Spell it out. That according to Rav Huna, who says that you make a bracha on the small piece.
That according to Rav Huna says you make a bracha on the small piece. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda.
That says that's what's more important is
a chati batzal gadol.
Gadol's more important.
And the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yisrael holds like Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay, so Rabosai, write down Eitan's pshat. Eitan learns that the pshat in the Ketanoi is like this. That Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about whether you have a large piece versus a whole piece, what comes first. And we see the same thing in regards to Truma. What's the ideal to take off? Is the ideal to take from a shalem? Or is it ideal to take from a batzel gadol? This is Eitan's pshat. Now, first of all, who agrees with Eitan? The answer is nobody. But Eitan, you're saying great. In fact, to me, what bothered me, the central motif that bothered me in this sugya, is that everybody thinks Eitan is wrong. I would have learned the Gemara like Eitan. But Rabosai, why is Eitan wrong? Just in terms of pshat, and then maybe we can make other points of pshat. But everybody, this is one of those cases that the pshat has to be clear from one step to the next. Again, Eitan is suggesting that the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan is if you have big versus whole, that whole goes first according to Rav Yochanan and according to Rav Huna, big goes first. And the machlokas tanoim is exactly this thing when it comes to Afrosh's Truma. Now, could someone explain to me why Eitan is wrong? Yes, Eitan?
Because this machlokas, we said, the Gemara said that that's only when there's no coin. When there is a coin in front of him,
well, that's going to be the teretz of the Gemara. Before you get involved with the teretz of the Gemara, just the Kitanoi. When the Gemara suggests the Kitanoi. Yes, A.B.?
When he says
The truth is, I'll tell you what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the Talmidim knowing the plot. First, before we do alumnus, I want you to tell me none of your own svars. I just want to know, I'm asking on the plot itself. Gemara Rashi Taisis. Why is Eitan? Now, Eitan, I'm going to be rough on you. Show me that you're wrong. Show me why you're wrong. I actually love the way you learned up the Gemara. But why are you wrong? It's hard for you to show you that why you're wrong, huh?
Exactly. Why am I wrong? Because I can say that it's a good hobby to think that the cases are alike, but in reality they're not alike. We say that because with the case of the bread, with the patitim versus the shalim, is that what we're asking one thing could pot to the other, but with the tanai, it's one or the other, it's not both. That why am I
just show me on the just words in Rashi or Tosfos. Yes, Avram Yitzchak?
Maybe I'd say that because it says, why not? I come up with the Marshavar Hashivadi, and the other one says Shalimadi.
No.
So, according to that, Chad, then that means Hashiv is the size, right? Huna holds that size is more important, that's
right.
But Shalim is, well, it doesn't make much sense to say that size is Hashiv, but Shalim is not Hashiv. Right? It doesn't really fit.
Why? Why not? Why doesn't it fit? I'm surprised at you guys. Everybody should have noticed this right away. I would have liked that most of you read the Gemara like Eitan. That's what actually I was hoping that Eitan was going to make that mistake. But it really, really brings out the crux of the pshat issue, one of the big pshat issues in our sugya. But why is Eitan's pshat incorrect? It's not objectively incorrect. Why is it subjectively incorrect? Yes, Yisrael?
Because Rashi says...
He
says that we're arguing between Chitin and Sor and not about...
Exactly. Zokte Heilige Rashi Kitanoi Hada Amrit Prusa Shel Chitin Mishlem Shel Sor in Tanoi. According to Rashi, the machlokis between Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan is not what the Gemara is bringing out Kitanoi. According to Rashi, the Kitanoi is going on the Avol. When the Gemara said Divrei Hakol, Avol Prusa Shel Chitu Shlem Shel Sor, Divrei Hakol Avarat Avol Prusa, says Rashi, that's a given both with Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan, but that actually is a machlokis. When you have a Prusa of Chitin, does that win over Siorim or not? Above the Amoraim had assumed that Prusa Shel Chitin wins over Saorim, we see that that's a machlokis. Because when it comes to Truma, we have machlokis between the two. So we see that even though Eitan's pshat objectively was a smooth pshat, in fact, if I was learning the Gemara, I think, by the way, Abi, go back to the Daf Yomi Shir. I wonder what I said in the Daf Yomi Shir, how I said in the Daf Yomi Shir, but I suspect that I fudged it. I suspect that I learned it like Eitan, not like Rashi.
I'll check it out.
Take a look. But anyhow, the way Eitan had learned was correct, but as we read the Rashi carefully, it's clear that Rashi disagrees. So if you want, Sarachiyu number two is, why did Rashi not learn the Kitanoi that way? That's a question we need to ask. Generally, when you say Kitanoi, you had a Machlokis Amoraim, so then you follow up and you say that a Machlokis Amoraim is a Machlokis Tanoi. Okay, that's our hiyun that we need to do. What we need to continue with as well. Let's continue on in the Gemara. My la b'hakam mifugi. The marzava. This machlokis in trumas is the machlokis. The marzava chashiv adif. The marzava shalom adif. So the Gemara answers. No, heichadika kolein kuli amalo pligi de chashiv adif. No, really, everybody holds that chashiv is better. Ki pligi the lack of kain. The machlokis is where there is no kain. In other words, we could defend and say that the Matan Omer who said that we had said that the Chitin comes first, that's correct. Like we had said that everybody agrees that the Chitin comes first. But Ki Pligi, that's a separate machlokes. It's in regards to where there is no Kohen. Ki Pligi, the lack of Kohen. It's not Kol Mokum Sheish Kohen Tormin Ar Yafe. Kol Mokum Sheim Kohen Tormin Ar Iskain. You the Omer in Tormin Ar Yafe. Okay. So the Gemara answers by the Gemara saying, no, that really the Avol that Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan say is correct, and the Mishnah Trumas is not against this. According to Rashi, that's going to be the Pshat. Let's take a look at all the Rashis now. Psisim Ushleim Am Rav Huna, and Ratzim Avarech La Psisim. If he wants, he can make a bracha on the Psisim. But if the psisim are larger, then he has to make a bracha on them. Rabosai, again, there's something here that's very mechudoshtik, that we will call sarachiyu number three in pshat. What's a big chidush over here in Rashi? There are chidushim abound over here. Now, it happens to be, that's not one of those shiurim that normally get printed in the Torah journal, because all these issues are issues in pshat. Sometimes the sugya demands categorical explanations, and sometimes the sugya demands pshat questions. It happens to be over here, all the chidushim are pshat. In our sugya, all the chidushim are pshat. They're not chidushim in lamdos. Yes, Mordechai Yaakov. What's the chidush here in Rashi?
The reporter is actually not saying the imperative. He's saying that you have an option.
Very good, okay. Number one, put that down as well. Number three, somebody's got to keep score because we're gonna have a countless amount of tzarachiyuns over here. Number three, Joshua, the official scorekeeper. Yeah. Okay. So number three, the question is like this. Number three is that Rav Huna learns mevarech as an not necessarily an imperative. Imratzon the Varech Alapsisin. Okay. But before that, there's something else. There's something else that's striking over here. Bevarech, according to the Rashi, is Imratzon Bevarech. But there's something else that's at play. Something else that's striking over here, the way Rashi understands Rav Huna. What else is striking? Yes, David?
He assumes that the Ptisim are bigger than the...
Does he assume the Ptisim... Actually, wrong. Rashi doesn't seem to be assuming the Ptisim are bigger. Not necessarily. I see why you pointed that out, but you have to formulate it a little bit differently. Yes, Pinchas?
I mean, to defend Dave, the way I read Rashi is that the imperative statement of Kavariyah was referring to the second half of Rashi.
That's
the
right.
The first half of Rashi was
that's,
a side
that's
point.
Not what he said. That's not what he said. But Lishita Seinu done it. It's great to have you back. Pinchas, go ahead. So Pinchas is pointing out that there's another area of chat.
So Rashi is saying the imperative, you make a bracha on psisim, but he's referring to the psisim are bigger in the Gemara, and he's making the side point first, that if they were to be the same size, then you could take a pick which would be bigger. And I'm saying if they were to be the same size, because if shlim were bigger than mistama, just like if psisim are bigger, you have to make the bracha on psisim, so you have to make the bracha on shlim.
I see you're trying to do more than I think Rashi is doing. Maybe you'll be right. Let's see. But let's go. Pinchas is bli ayin hara fast, so I have to slow him down every once in a while. Let's go a little bit slowly. According to Rashi, as Pinchas pointed out, is saying two things. According to Rav Huna. According to Rashi, Rav Huna is telling us two halachas. What are the two halachas that Rav Huna is teaching us, Pinchas? Finish, just crunch it as the two halachas.
One halacha is if they're the same size, you can take a pick.
Oh, very good. That Rav Huna is saying that if they're the same size, the psisim and the shalim, then you could choose. And then he says, and if they're larger, so then you have to make a bracha on the psisim. So according to Rashi, Rav Huna is learning two things. Now, what's the tzarachiyu number four over here? Tzarachiyu number four is that the chura, if you had read the Gemara, Rav Huna gives us an imperative, and that imperative seems to tell us one thing. And what's that one thing? The one thing that tells us is that psisim comes first. For some reason, Rashi goes like this. Rashi says there are two things that are going on. Number one is that if they're the same size, you could choose the psisim over the shleimim. And number two is that there is a chiyuv if the psisim are larger, to make a bracha on the psisim. That's a little bit of a chiddush. Why did Rashi go to the mechudeshnik way of reading it? I would have read the Gemara. The simple way of reading the Gemara is Rashi saying that you have to make a bracha on the psisim. Maybe the psisim are gedolim. Maybe it's talking about the psisim and gedolim. But Rav Huna doesn't tell us that whether we're talking about gedolim or not. But Rashi says two things. Rashi says, number one, if they're the same, you have the right. And number two, if it's larger, then you have to make the bracha on the psisim. Now, what Pinchas wanted to say, now I'm ready to go how you learn. So what Pinchas wanted to say, you can put this in brackets. Pinchas wanted to say like this. Pinchas wanted to say that Rav Huna's only talking about where the psisim are larger. Correct me if I'm not representing you properly. That the psisim is only talking about when it's larger. But Rashi is adding, for some reason, he got its mistaber maybe, that the resha Rashi didn't assume was included in Rav Huna's actual statement, but somehow, and the question is from where, Rashi inferred that if it would be the same size, you would have a choice. Now that's speculation, that's Pinchas' speculation. What we have in front of us in Rashi is that Rashi is clearly saying that the halacha is that according to Rav Huna, you have to make the bracha on the psisim if it's larger, and you have a choice if it's the same size. Let's continue on. So the kitanoi, just one second. Kitanoi, so the hemship goes like this. Kitanoi, it's a machlok, is tanoim. Hadam reprusa shel chitinu shleima shel sa'orin. So the kitanoi has nothing to do with the above thing of Rav Huna, but rather is the aval, as we pointed out before. Aval lo chatzi boxel gadol, v'afu b'sheish bo yoser mikaton shalim. Even if the half is larger, nevertheless, you have to take off. Okay. Yes, Rav Yossi.
According to what he's saying,
according to Pinchas Pshat, I'm not talking about Pinchas Pshat yet. I'm learning Rashi. Not learning Pinchas yet. Thanks to Hashem, another 40 years I learned to say. But not yet, not yet. Not yet. By the way, I'd love to go to YU Torah. Stam, I like to see lots of different things there. I had big nachas. I went to YU Torah, and on the bottom, so Pinchas Krieger's Chazar Shir for Rabbi Adler. That was a big nachas for me. Yeah, go ahead.
According to him, I want to see what.
A couple more years, you'll take take Rabbi Schiffman's spot as well, Beis Hashem. Yeah, go ahead, Yossi.
Just in regards to the first shiloh that we had in the Torah of why Rabbuna says Titin would be Poter Shloimeh.
Right.
And then what's the two shilohs that we have over here? Then meaning according to Pinchas is saying then. Why isn't that?
Again, I don't want to talk about Pinchas' chat. You want to talk about what Rashi is saying, or Pinchas I'm not interested in discussing. Rashi I'm interested in discussing. You want to talk about Rashi?
According to Pinchas, yeah.
No, Rashi's clearly saying two things. Number one, you have a choice if they're the same. Number two, the psisim are larger, then it has to get a bracha. That you want to discuss? No. So then you fight with him privately. When I decide in Shir whether to agree with him or not, that'll be a set that... That we'll see. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced that he's right. Yes, Benny. He's definitely entitled to an opinion. Go ahead. Yeah.
Lay Rebbe's learning off Rashi. What's causing Rashi to be so mechuddishtik? Shmar says if you look at Pesisim Shlemim. So Rashi's throwing in even once we brought up Pesisim. That's going on the first case. But when you have two in front of you, then you could choose which one. Now Rabbuna's coming.
Come on, Ben. That's not the correct way of reading words. Rabbuna is responding to the above case. I don't think that's the correct way of reading words.
Where do you ever find that a psisim is will play to a shalit?
Rabbuna found the case.
And when it's bigger.
So very good. So that's like Pinchas had said. That's the Sefer. Where did it Sefer and Rashi? If I had to choose, I would have. If I was writing the Kuntres, I would have written only the second part of Rashi. Hey, Nachanami, I would have only written the second part of Rashi. Yes, Josh. We still have a lot to do.
Not to come to answer the case that I gave. You can make a Kaval Chomer.
Could make a Kaval Chomer. The question is whether it's a legitimate Kaval Chomer. Yes, Josh?
Can we read Rashi, the word ve'im, as you need both things in order to have to make hamotzi?
No, that's an incorrect reading of Rashi. What? Rashi's saying two different things. Im ratza mevarech al psisim. Ve'im apsisim gedolim. And if the psisim are gedolim, so then tzarek levarech alein. Yes, David?
But
not even if the chatzi batzi gadol is larger than the shalem.
Why is that even?
The chidush here. So according to Rashi, David asks. Let me just say it because they can't hear you in the back. David asks, what's Rashi saying? So it fits in beautifully based on what we had seen above in Rashi. That Rashi had said that there were times that according to Ravuna, you could just as well use the psisim if it's the same size as the shalem. So here it is. Even maybe I would have thought that you choose the shalem. He's asking what's the afal pi adding. Maybe we would say that the halacha is you choose the shalem over the chetzi if it's equal. But what happens if the chetzi is larger? So this mandamar holds. Who's it in the? It's the Tana Kama, right? Reb Yehuda holds. Thank you. Reb Yehuda holds that you always choose the shalem. But since Rashi had differentiated between the chetzi when it's equal versus when it's larger, so Rashi needs to say in both cases that he holds that the halacha is whether it's the same you choose the shalem, as well as even if it's larger you also choose the shalem. That would be Rashi l'shitasa. So he's made a good point, David. You can even jot this down. That according to Rashi Shita, that differentiated between when it's the same size and when it's larger, like Rashi had said in Dibra Maskul Besisim, so then you need to say va'af al pi. Whether it's the same size or whether it's larger, the halacha is that you do the truma always on the bigger one. That's what Rashi's emphasizing.
More size?
Yeah, that's what Af Al Pi, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, now let's start Taisis. Mevarech al Apsisim Plekter Es HaShleimim. Pirish Rashi, Im Apsisim HaShleimim Shavim, Yivarech al Eze Sheyirtze. Ve'im Apsisim Gedolim, Sarach Levarech al Apsisim Liftar Es HaShleimim. Rabbi Yochanan Omer al HaShleimim Mitzvah Min HaMufchar, Afilim Apsisim Gedolim Tveh. Now Tosfos asks a kasha, which by the way, Rabbi Osai, I had a very, very hard time getting to the bottom of Tosfos' kasha. I want you to help me with Tosfos' question on Rashi. Of course, Tosfos Lishit also now throughout the sugi is going to disagree with Rashi. Now what's striking is, when Tosfos asks the kasha, you're like, oh, now someone's going to learn like Eitan. The best way to read the Gemara. And Tosfos lets us down. Tosfos also doesn't learn like Eitan. Tosfos says, we're wrong. All the Rishonim don't accept what we say Eitan. Ask Tosis, in Cain, Svara Hafucha. Dil Ravuna Psisin Shem Gedolim Adifa. Dil Rav Yochanan Shleime Adifa. Ve Ein Svara Loma De Pligi Bahofuch Svaros. So Tosis says, Tosis uses expression, which by the way, the Achron spend a lot of time, I'm not going to spend a lot of time discussing what exactly in Shas, whether this is true or whether this is not, Tosfos said calls this Svaros Hafuchos. Now, what does Tosfos mean, Svaros Hafuchos? Tosfos says that Svaros Hafuchos means that they're not talking to each other. They're mamish opposite ends of the world. What? In what way? Because according to Rashi, what emerges that Rav Huna holds that psisim that are gedolim are always better, and Rav Yochanan holds that shleimen are always better. And that's not logical to say that they disagree on Svaros Hafuchos. What's Tosfos' kasha? First, let's get the words before we try to understand a little bit more what he's saying. What's Tosfos' kasha? Yes, Noah?
Because Rashi uses a strong lashon of using Gedolim and Ashleimim, Sarach Belarich Alam. You need to make the bracha on the bigger pieces. You need to, because I mean later on Rabbi Natan is going to disagree with that lashon. So he says, why does Rashi have to make it such a big argument that you need to either do it on this or you need to do it on that? And then you're going to ask him.
Right. Tosfos is pointing out that Rashi and Tosfos, you're right. The problem is what's so bad about it.
Right.
But Tosfos is saying that Rashi, according to Rashi, the machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan is extremes. Rav Huna says that you always go after the psisim, and Rav Yochanan holds you always go after the shleimim. That's what Tosfos is called, Svaros Hafuchos. They're mamish the exact opposite of each other. According to Rav Huna, the halacha is that you always go after the shleimim, the gedolim. According to Rav Yochanan, you always go after the shleimim. That Tosfos is called Svaros Hafuchos. What should bother you about that? I'd like someone to crunch it. You know what the best way to crunch it? Let me say it. Just for a second. Isn't that what Shas is all about? Don't you have this every single... I like to joke, one time I was talking and learning, walking through the Arab shuk with somebody. And I was talking about a sugya. And all of a sudden, as we're walking by, an Arab screams out in very yeshivish in Hebrew, Machloikis! That's what he screams out as we hear the speaking and learning. But even he knew that speaking and learning is Machloikis. So the difference is that our version of what Machloikis is and their version of what Machloikis is. Machloikis is a way to bring out the emes. But that isn't that standard? What does this mean? Svaros Hafuchos. Absolutely, all the time. You have Rabbi Yochanan. You have Rabbi Yochanan says the shalim is adif, and you have Rabbi Huna who says that the gedolim are adif. What does this mean? That they're mamish hafuchos. So the truth is, it's a very hard to understand what Tosa's argument is. The Pnei Yoshua mamish asks it the way we just said it. Pnei Yoshua says, I don't understand. This isn't what Shas is all about. So. The Pnei Yoshua has an arichus of this. We are going, I love, as you've known in the past, I made reference to this, I love the way the Divrei David takes apart our sugya. The Divrei David was a Talmud Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who of course, the Divrei David represents the Hemshech of Volozhiner. So we're going to do almost all of the Divrei David inside. So I just want to show you how he's masbirit. I could have just as well done the Pnei Yoshua. I believe that ultimately the Pnei Yoshua and the Divrei David say very similar pshatim. And since we're going to be working through the whole Divrei David, I might as well see it in his chat. Pass around their photocopies. to do chazar in the sugi, everybody's gotta have this. Because he makes fantastic ha'aros. On page Samaches, he explains. He explains the following. Samaches, second column, everybody has it, Divrei David? I'll take questions while it's being passed around. Is there... Eitan, you had your hand up?
I need to refill this off on the
question. Go ahead, Jeff.
Why is he saying what's the problem with the book? Is that right after that rule, he says between Shlema, between Chida and Sora, that's going with the shot of... it's not saying that it has anything to do with Shalom versus Marus.
Well, that's Atos's question. That's a different question that you could ask. That's a legitimate point. That's not what Tosa is asking with Svar Safulis. That's not to do with Svar Safulis. Yes, Avram Yitzchak? Go ahead. Ask your question.
I was going to say, couldn't it be that, why would there ever be, why would it be optional? If they're saying, if only one of these two, why would there be a case that if they're the same size?
You're asking on Tosa's characteristics Svar Safulis, or you're explaining what Tosa means Svar Safulis?
I don't know if that's a question, but I'm talking about.
Related, very good. The Divrei David explains something along the lines that you said. Take a look, second column on page Samaches. Now, the Divrei David asks about seven or eight kashas on Rashi. And then he mentions Tosis' question on Rashi, and he explains what Tosis' question is. Halfway through the second column, Umilvad Mashiukshu Atosa Rashi. And then he explains. Virotzalomar, everybody have it? Second column, about 12, 15 lines in. Above the Rabbeinu Tam, 10 lines above Rabbeinu Tam. First word on the line is Vafuchos. V'rotza lomar. Shkilu Rav Huna, ein shum maila b'shleimin. U, l'Rav Yochanan, ein shum maila b'gdol. V'zeu tvaris hafuchos. U b'shleim, I would understand, i'avu shneim modim b'malu d'shemim, hainu b'shavim, if Rav Huna would say, you know what, I concede to you, Rav Yochanan, that if they're the same size, then you go with the Shalem. So then, Havi Lekulei Alma Shleimin Adif, V'agam Avimodim Shneim B'mayla D'Gdolim. And then both of them would agree with the Maila of the Gedolim, the Haimu Mishneim Prusos, the Kule Amma Gedola Adit. And what happens if they were both Prusos? What would the Halacha be in such a case? So they're not talking to each other. If they would agree on one thing, then it makes sense, says Tosvos, that they say, you know what? You've taken Shalim too far. You've taken Gedolos too far. But over here, they're partially not talking to each other. In every single instance, according to Rashi, we have Rav Huna saying, I don't care about Shalem. And in every single instance, we have Rabbi Yochanan saying, I don't care about Gadol. That's called Svaris Hafuchos. In other words, what the Divrei David is saying is Dvar Mamukim. It actually becomes a Yisod and Lomdus of how you learn up a Machlokis. The correct way to learn up a Machlokis is to say that the Man the Omrim agree on everything. They agree on everything. However, there's one thing, one Nakuda that they disagree about. And that's how it sounds like when you read the Gemara. It sounds like the Rav Huna and the Rav Yochanan have a machlokis in one instance, and that is whether the Shlema is a mitzvah min amufchar or not. Rav Yochanan holds that Shlema is a mitzvah min amufchar, while Rav Huna holds that they're not. That's a simple way of reading the Gemara. Svaras hafuchos, according to the Pnei Yoshua and the Divrei David, every time we have Svaras hafuchos. But Svaras Hafuchos means, the way I understand it, you test this out in Shas, Svaras Hafuchos means that they're talking past each other. Not that they disagree on one issue, they're the opposite, but they're talking past each other. This one is always talking about, according to Rashi, is always talking about Shalem, and this one is always talking about Gadol. He always says, according to Rashi, Rav Huna says, you always go Basa the Parus. But what about the Chashivus of Shleimus? Rav Huna is saying Shleima is a Maila. Excuse me, Rav Yochanan is saying Shleima is a Maila. Rav Huna ignores it. He doesn't respond. He doesn't say, I agree with you at some time, Shalem. They're not talking to each other. That's what the Divrei David says. Ia vishneim modim im malad ishleimin, dainu bishavin, havin lekuli alma shleimin adin. V'gam amu modim ishneim im malad gedolim, if both of them were agree on the malad gedolim, dainu bishneim prusis lekuli alma gedol adin. V'lo havin pligi rak bishleim hu gedolim ezen adin. Zelo havin mikri svar safuchos. That's not called svar safuchos. Svaras Afuchos are when both of the Mandarim are not talking to each other at all. If they don't concede anything to each other, then it sounds like you got the Machlokis wrong. Now what's Rashi going to say in his own defense? If this is the Kasha of Svaras Afuchos, the way that Divrei David and the Pnei Yehoshua learn, then Rashi will say in his own defense, Rashi will say, no, you're right, it's a massive Machlokis. How can we defend Rashi from Tosis' objections the way Divrei David? Yes, Aaron?
That Rav Huna would be Moda im Tisim that are less than Shlomim?
Oh, I was going to go in the other direction. I would say that maybe Rav Huna doesn't hold of the Chashivas of Shlemus at all. What the Divrei David calls as far as Afuchos, no, they did talk to each other. And Rabbi Yochanan said, but wait a second, what if they're the same size, you still won't go after the Shalem? And Rav Huna said, according to Rashi, yes. I hold that there's no Chashivas of Shlemus. I hold there's no Chashivas of Shlemus. To which then, and Rav Huna turned to Rabbi Yochanan, and he said to Rabbi Yochanan, and you don't hold to be in the Maila of God, though? What happens if they're both psisim, and one of them is larger. And Rabbi Yochanan says, you're right, I don't hold any of my little gadol. Tosfos finds that impossible. You're not going to say that there's any my love gadol. Rabbi Yochanan will say, yeah, Ezesh Yirtza. Rahuna says, really? They're both psisim? Says Ezesh. You say Ezesh Yirtza to me. I say Ezesh Yirtza back to you. In other words, it seems that Rashi holds that there is a machlokis even by Svaras Afuchos. The Mishnah later on in Trumas. If I'm Avin Yavin, it's a little bit of a question because later on we do see that there are milus in terms of shleimus. But it seems to be that this is how Rashi would respond. But the machlokis over here revolves around this, and this is what Tosfos is driving at. Tosfos is saying it can't be that it's mamish svaros hafuchos. Or else I want to say even stronger according to Rashi. This, Benny, is what you were saying, but I think better. I want to say a little bit more according to Rashi. Again, they're going to be cautious on Rashi, but I want to say even maybe a little bit stronger for Rashi. Amar Rav Huna, Mevarech al apsisim apoter es hashleimin. As the Talmud pointed out, according to Rashi, Mevarech is an imperative. Right? Mevarech is an imperative. According to Rav Huna, there's an imperative over here. You Mevarech on the psisim and you poter es hashleimin, which is very strange. Rabbi Yochanan says, Shleima mitzvah min amufchor. According to Rabbi Yochanan, what does it sound like? The Shleima is better. Shleima is better. Mitzvah min amufchor. I'm wondering if according to Rashi we could point out that implicit in the language of Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan there are two different levels over here. According to Rav Huna, there's a line where it's an imperative. What's the imperative? Now, Pinchas, I agree with what you said. What's the imperative? Mevarech al ha'psisim v'poter es ha'shem. What would that case be, Rabosai? What's Rav Huna talking about? Psisim are bigger. What's Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Shleima mitzvah min ha'mufla. There's an added mitzvah. You could learn that according to Rashi, the Rabbi Yochanan is saying, not that there is a chiyuv, but there's a maila to choose the shleiman. There are two different dargas. If we're talking about shavim, so then there's a mitzvah min ha'mufchar. There's a mitzvah min ha'mufchar. There's a mitzvah ha'mufchar shleiman. And then there's another darga, and that is when they're not shaveh. And when they're not shaveh, so then in such a case, then there's a chiyuv. According to Rav Huna, the chiyuv is to choose gadol. And according to Rav Yochanan, the chiyuv is to choose shalem. Now we're going to see in a moment that the Rei David is going to challenge that still at the end of the day, the word mevarech is a little bit difficult. Maybe according to the way we were masber, it will be helpful as well. We were masber just now. So Rabosai, let's just crunch what we have up until now. We had a bunch of tzarachians, which I'm not going to review. We have the sheet of Rashi that says that there's a double machlokis over here. There's a machlokis when they're shaveh, that Rabbi Yochanan always says that you could choose the shalim, and there's a chiyuv to choose. There's a chiyuv to choose the shalim when the psisim are larger, when the psisim are the same. Excuse me, when the psisim are the same. While the inverse, according to Rav Huna, that Rav Huna says that when they're the same, you have the right to choose the psisim, he ignores shalim, and when the psisim are larger, there's a chiyuv to choose the psisim over the shalim. Tosos doesn't like that, because Tosos calls that svaras hafuchos. What's that? What does Tosos mean when Tosos calls them svaras hafuchos? Tosos says they're not talking to each other. They're entirely disagreeing. And the answer for Rashi is Einachanami. The Rashi holds that there's no agreement whatsoever. Rav Huna discounts the chashivus of Shlemus, and Rabbi Yochanan discounts the chashivus of Gadlus. And therefore, they're arguing on both levels. And we're saying, according to Rashi, it's come out mukhrach, what we're saying in Rashi, that when one exists at the expense of the other, what do we mean? That when the psisim are gadol, are larger than the shalem, according to Rav Huna, there's a chiyuv. Mevarech al psisim, u'poter es ha'shleimim. However, there's another level, and that is in Yirtza, where there isn't a chiyuv. And where there isn't a chiyuv, so that's where Rabbi Yochanan said, the shleimos mitzvah min ha'mufkar. There's a maila. There isn't a chiyuv, but there is a maila. So what will come out is Eina Chanami, Tosis is right, there's svaras hafuchos. But there's a reason that there's svaras hafuchos. Because according to Rabbi Yochanan, he discounts the godless of godless, no pun intended. While according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan discounts godless of godless, while according to Rav Huna, again, Rav Huna discounts the chashivus of shalem, and Rabbi Yochanan discounts the godless of godless. Yes?
I could have misunderstood, but when Rebbe was explaining the mitzvah min ha'mufchar line,
right,
he said that if mitzvah min ha'mufchar was a maila, then when they're equal...
No, mitzvah min ha'mufchar would be even when they're equal.
When they're equal. Right. And then I think I remember Rebbe just saying that when the psisim are larger, Rebbe Yochanan, when they require you to make on the shlemus, why if when they're equal sizes would it be mitzvah, would it be a better level? Then when one's larger than the other, which would seem to tip the scales in favor of the psisis, do you say it's required?
So, not required. Oh, well, what happens when the psisim are larger according to Rabbi Yochanan? No, then there still is a mitzvah min ha'mufchar, because he discounts godless.
So it's still, meaning once you reach a level where they're the same size, it doesn't matter how much bigger it gets, etc.
That's
it'd
right.
Still be mitzvah
because he discounts the entire mind. Okay, now let's take a look at Tosfos. Let's see what Tosfos holds. Now Tosfos asks the kasha as far as hafukos, and then he asks another kasha. Just tell me, just to work out in chat. Va'otem, another wonder. Amay shina b'samach l'shona d'loka l'shem p'rusa shalchitin. Tosis asks, and why later on do they change the lashon of prusa shel chitin? What's Tosis's kasha?
As far as
remember, Tosis is going to be asking on Rashi. Tosis is going to be asking on Rashi. So what's Tosis's kasha now? Let's remind ourselves. Rabbi Yochanan had said that the shlema is mitzvah min hamukhar, and then the Gemara says, "Avol prusa shel chitin u'shlema min asa'orim." So Tosis ostensibly is asking the following kasha. Now, but we need to explain how it's a kasha on Rashi. Tosis is asking like this: what's the difference between Rav Huna's line of psisim, and then the Gemara says prusa shel chitin? Why didn't we just say psisim shel chitin? Why do we say psisim shel chitin? Why is that a kasha dafka on Rashi? What's he driving at as a kasha on Rashi? Everybody follow? That's what those is bothered by. Those bothered, in one case it says psisim, and in Rashi's case, then why did Rabbi Yochanan switch to Aval Prusa Shalchitin? Why did it just say Psisin Shalchitin? Why is that a kasha? What's specifically the bullet against Rashi? Yes, Eitan?
That Rashi's learning both Psisin and Prusa to be a case where it's bigger than the Shalim. And this is a riot for what Pinchas said before, that Rashi...
Wait, so what's the kasha?
The kasha is,
if you all...
In both cases, a piece is bigger than a shalim, and why does it use a different lashon? It's talking about the same thing. It's to say either just season or just prusa.
Very good. So according to Rashi, we learned that psisa meant that it can even be if the pieces are larger.
I know prusa means larger.
What? We'll see. Tosa will address it. Season is even larger. Okay? It's even larger. If that's so asks Tosos, then the next line in the Gemara, Aval Prusa Shelchitin Ushleimim Min Hasa'orim. So that's also talking about a larger piece. Then why did we change the Lashon? Now we're going to see that according to Tosos' Pshat, there's going to be a reason why one is going to be called Psisim and the other is going to be called Prusa. But that Tosos' second Kasha and Rashi. Now the strength of the Kasha of Tosos we only see after we see Tosos' second Pshat. But the strongest Kasha of Tosos is that Tosos argues as far as Hafuchos is that it seems to be very, very difficult that none of them agree with the other. And we gave a pshat of why it could be that Rashi understands that we're actually arguing about Svar Safuchos. Now, Tosos will solve both problems. Tosos will learn a different pshat. Al Karchach Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. For this reason, Rabbeinu Tam learned a different pshat. Demairi Bipsisin Gdolim Ushleimim Ktanim. That we're talking about specifically psisim that are larger and shleimim that are ktanim. V'hachi pirusho, and this is the pshat. Amar avuna mevarech ala psisim, klaimar inyirtze. That we're talking about where the psisim are larger, you have a choice if you're going to make a brach on the psisim or on the shleimim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shleimin Ikar. And Rabbi Yochanan says the Shleimin are the Ikar. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the halacha is that you have to make the brach on the Shleimin. So according to Tosfos, Rabbosai, this is not necessarily a glamorous sugya. It's one of those sugyas that you got it as beyond melon. And that is like this. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we say that when it comes to Shitas Rav Huna, Rav Huna is giving you a choice. If the psisim are shleimin, then he gives you a choice. Wait a second. And Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to choose the shleimin. Rabbi Yochanan says that you have to use the shleimin. Now, we've answered both kashas. You tell me how we answer the Svaras Hafuchos question. that they don't agree with each other at all. They're not talking to each other. It sounds like they never spoke. The answer to that, as far as Afuchos, is no, they do agree. Rav Huna holds that there is a Maila Shleimus. Rav Huna does hold. Rather, because Rav Huna says, of course, if they would be the same size, then of course Shleimus has a Shavius. Of course we agree that there's a value of Shleimin. However, Rav Huna says, you lose the value of Shleimin when the Psisim are Gdolim, then it becomes a wash, then you could choose between the two. And Rabbi Yochanan responds, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shleimin is always a Maila. Shleimin is always a Maila. And that means that you have to choose the Shleimin even when the Psisim are Gdolim. That's no longer Svaras Hafuchos. Svaras Hafuchos had that Rav Huna ignored the value of Shleimin. How could it be that he ignores the value of Shleimin? So we said maybe he does. Maybe he entirely ignores the value of Shleimin. According to Telsus, no. He agrees there's a value of Shleimin. What's the Machlokis? The Machlokis is when you have Psisim Gedolim. So there, Gadol to Rav Huna makes it that it's equal to Shalim. While Rabbi Yochanan says no. Now, Noah screamed out that doesn't fit well into the words. So I would argue that actually Rabbi Yochanan fits in very nicely. Because Rabbi Yochanan, according to Telsus, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Shleima mitzvah min amufchar. Shleima is min amufchar. Shleima is ideal. In other words, what's Tosa saying? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says that Sholem is always a Maila. It's always a mitzvah min amufchar. I understand that there is a value of Gadol. And if you have Psisim Gdolim and Ktanim, of course, there'll be mode that you go over the Gadol. But Shleima is always a mitzvah min amufchar. That's what the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, Shleima is mitzvah min amufchar. Let's finish off Tosas. V'chein aloch Rabbi Yochanan, the Rav Rabbi Yochanan, aloch Rabbi Yochanan, kol shekein gav Rav Huna, shel kmoso, shel talmidu, shel Rav, dafku ba'amaroi basroi, emrin haloch basroi. That's in general what talmidim should know, that if you have machlokis amuroyim, so, and we say the halacha is like the Basroi, it's only talking about Amoroi Basroi and not the earlier Amoroi. Now let's take a look at Tosos Dibra Amaschil, Umar Savar Shalim Odif. Rabbi said we just started learning. Let's continue on. Tosos Dibra Amaschil, Umar Savar Shalim Odif. Says Tosos. Bim Tomar. Minole. How do I know that Shalim is Adif? Eimo dechitin chashiv itve mishum de'akdem ekro. Rabbo Saitosis asks a beautiful kasha. The Gemara said, Kitanoi, we have machlokis tanoim. The machlokis tanoim of both according to Rashi and Tosfos is that you say that the halach is a chitin always goes first. Wait a second. Chashiv doesn't always go first. According to one Tana, Shalem goes first. Ask Tosos, what's the kasha? What's the machlokas tanoim? What's the raya that issue is a machlokas tanoim? Maybe even the man the Omar who says that the halach is a botzel, Shalem goes first, was only talking about when he talks about onions. But over here, when it comes to chitin, chitin has its own maila. That the Torah says that chitin goes first. So maybe we would agree that in general, if you have a shalem is a maila. But over here, it's not just simply a question of shalem. Over here, we've got something that's much more. What do we got? We got the Torah's imperative of chitin. When you have the Torah's imperative of chitim, so then chitim comes before shalem. Tosas dibra maskel marasav shalem adivim tomer. U minolei ha. Minolei. Ha'ema dechit chashivit v'emishim da'akta amekra. So what's the raya? Rabosai v'amevin yodim. According to Eitan's pshat, Tosis's kasha doesn't start. We'll come back. We'll come back. The Eishlomar, what's Tosis's teretz? The Hachi Medami. The Hasam Avagav Misvara Choshel Kain Adiv. The Sivarim Ches Chalbo Mimenu. Tosis answers no. There's no difference between Chitin and a Batzel. A Batzel Gadol. A Batzel Gadol is giving the Kohen the better Truma. And the Torah says, Ba'arimchem eschol bo mimenu. So just like the Torah says, a Chitim comes first, the Torah also tells you, give him the best Truma. Now what's a better Truma? A Shalem or a Gadol? The answer is a Gadol. Va'afilu achi kamer de Shalem adif. So Tosas answered his question by saying that if you assume Barimchem Eschel Bo Mimenu, which might be a Machlokas Rishonim, but if we assume Barimchem Chol Mimenu means to give him the larger, so then the Torah said give him the larger, yet you still do a Shalem. Just like the Torah says to give him the Chita, and nevertheless you do the Shalem. Hachinami name a Shalem Odom Ipsisim Shal Chitin Afal Gav De'aktam Ekra. Period. Now, Rabosai, really there should be a new Dibra Maschil in Tosis. Now you're going to tell me why Tosis didn't have a new Dibra Maschil. By the way, this is one of the hardest shiurim of the year. Why is it one of the hardest shiurim of the year? Because it's not a stira between two Rashis. It's not a stira between two Rambams. It's not a lumdashe issue, what's the machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan. It's following the possibilities of pshat, which is hard. Harder. We say lamdus. So the answer is we say lamdus when the sugya says lamdus. When Tosis doesn't talk lamdus, we have to talk pshat. We follow the leads of the Rishonim. Continues Tosis. Vahadin im Rashi. Shelo rotza lefarish kitanoi apluksai Rabbi Yochanan v'Ravuna. Sha'arei l'maydim efarish ravuna kishen shav nevarach leizah shiyirtza im kain lo kopid achashivus v'lo ashlemus v'im kain mai kitanoi ika. What's Tosis bothered by him, Shach? What's Tosis saying? How many times you saw the Tosis, part of Tosis? That's okay. It's 12. It's 105. We ran out of time masses. I expected to accomplish a lot more, but we're going to continue Be'ezer Hashem tomorrow. We're going to see, I'll give you a hint. Eitan's pshat, Tosis is bothered why both Rashi and Rabbi Tam didn't learn like Eitan had learned. And then based on this, we're going to explain why Tosis brings this up in this Dibra Maskil. And then Be'ezer Hashem, what we're going to try to do is see if there's another way of reading the Gemara like Eitan had read, which Tosis is going to say is impossible. And then try to be mazvir, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, and Eitan's Pshat. We're not stopping. Let's pick up with Mishnah Berurah, Be'ezer Hashem. We have 5 minutes.